A plane from Tokyo earlier this week was held at San Jose Airport in California until authorities could determine that no one on board had symptoms of the new, sometimes lethal illness, severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS. After taking a plane from Tokyo to Los Angeles yesterday, businessman Bruce Hotmer said he wasn't so worried on his trip through Asia.
Quite honestly, everyone else had masks on, so they were protecting me.
Not many in the U.S. are wearing masks. NPR's Joanne Soberner reports that for unknown reasons, the disease has not taken hold here yet.
There may be something different about SARS in different parts of the world. In China, it's spread rapidly, nearly 2,000 cases since November. In Hong Kong, it's raced through an apartment building. But outside of Asia, transmission rarely, if ever, has gone beyond a family member or healthcare worker in close contact with a patient. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating just 72 suspected cases in the U.S. Director Julie Gerberding says part of the reason the U.S. may have so far been spared is that the disease was slow to get here.
In the United States, we were lucky in that travelers returning here did not have symptoms of disease as soon as they did in some other countries. And if they did, they were not in situations where they spread the infection to others.
That gave hospitals a chance to institute infection control plans to keep SARS patients from spreading the disease. Epidemiologists have focused on a guest at a single Hong Kong hotel who infected 10 others through only casual contact. No one in the U.S. has been so infectious.
It may be that certain individuals are more efficient at transmitting virus than others, and that is a matter of chance or other factors that we haven't figured out yet.
So without an efficient spreader in the U.S., there'd be less infection. The disease itself looks less serious in the U.S. Many patients are already home and recovering. There have been no deaths, compared to a worldwide death rate of nearly 4%. Some Americans counted as SARS cases may not even have it. The CDC is counting not just cases of severe pneumonia, but also people with a fever, cough, and other flu-like symptoms, along with recent exposure to someone with SARS.
We are casting a broader net in this country because we want to be vigilant about identifying anyone who could possibly be infectious and isolating them if they're sick and advising their contacts to how they can protect themselves.
Figuring out whether there's really something different about the disease in different parts of the world requires an accurate SARS test so that everyone's studying the same condition. James Hughes of the CDC says a good diagnostic test is at hand for the new type of coronavirus that's the prime suspect in SARS.
10 days ago, we didn't have any antibody test to detect evidence of infection with this previously unrecognized coronavirus. As a result of a lot of hard work that's been done here over the past 10 days, we now have two that look promising.
Those tests will be used experimentally with U.S. patients. More answers may be coming soon. Yesterday, the World Health Organization announced that the Chinese government has, for the first time, invited WHO researchers into areas where SARS is prevalent. Joanne Soberner, NPR News, Washington.